Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed is how large does a kos for Kiddush have to be and how much does one have to drink? We will begin with a very famous and very important and far-reaching halachic discussion that begins with a Be'er Halacha, in the sense that the Be'er Halacha summarized the issue very, very clearly, and then we will relate it to a basic premise in our Gemara. In Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Dibar Maschil Shel Revius, the Be'er Halacha summarizes a complicated halacha discussion that still is of much debate today and has far-reaching implications, and that is whether the shiurim of Chazal, the shiur of an egg, and for that matter, the shiur of a revius, which we learn in Shulchan Aruch, that the kos for Kiddush needs to hold a revius, whether that amount has changed today. Niskatnu hashiurim, did our eggs get smaller, and therefore the measurements of Chazal need to be adjusted to certain realities, or have they not? Let's jump right in. The Mishnah Brura quotes in the Dibrei Maschil Shel Revius again, as well as in Sifkoton Samaches in the Mishnah Brura, Sefer Mishnah Brura itself, quotes the Tzlach, who said on Kuf Tes in Maseches Pesachim that he spent a lot of time testing the measurements of Chazal, and he came to the conclusion that the Beitzim of today are not as large as they used to be. In two sentences, we'll explain why the Tzlach came to this decision. On the one hand, we know that the size of a mikveh is 40 sa'a. We learned about this in the beginning of Maseches Erevin. We also know, and this is easy to remember, that the amount of flour that's chayiv in challah is 43 eggs. It's actually the gematria of the word challah. That's the way to remember it. Now the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Tez Vav tells us the volume of 43 eggs, and we know how much the volume of 40 sa'a is, and the Tzlach says that he compared how much 43 eggs was supposed to take up in 40 sa'a of liquid volume, and it was only half of today's 43 eggs. This leads the Tzlach, and here we jump in to the most important practical conclusion, even if you didn't follow the previous contradiction, it leaves the Tzlach to conclude that our eggs today are half of what a beitza in the time of Chazal were. And the measurements of the Rambam for the size of the mikveh, he shows, have not changed in terms of the way we measure volume through the size of the finger breadths. Our fingers have not changed, but the size of eggs have. And therefore, our measurement of 40 sa'a is fine, but our measurement of beitzim have shrunk. Therefore, concludes the Tzlach, that every single measurement that has Chazal have defined through beitzim needs to be doubled bizman hazeh. As the Mishnah Brura spells out beautifully in Sifkoton Samaches, a revius in the time of Chazal was 1.5 beitza, because a lug is 6 beitzim, and a revius is a quarter of that, which would therefore mean that a kos today, according to the Tzlach, would have to hold the size of 3 beitzim of today's measurements. Comes along the Be'er Halacha, and the Be'er Halacha says, on the one hand, the Tzlach's raya from Mikveh and the Rambam is very, very strong. On the other hand, he has a kasha from today's Gemara. In our Gemara today, an Erevin, Daf Lamed on the Beis, the Gemara spoke about shiur of Yom HaKippurim being a malo lugmav of an average person to be the isur of drinking on Yom Kippur. As well, the Gemara says the requirement to drink on Kiddush is a malo lugmav, a cheekful. One more piece of information. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei says expressly that double Melot Muglov, a double cheekful, a full mouthful, is more than the shiur of a revius. Now, according to the Tzlach, says the Chafetz Chaim, we would expect that a person filled up with water on both sides of his mouth to hold more on both sides than three beitzim. Because we know that a cheekful is considered a rov of a revius. And don't tell me that the cheeks have changed, because what did our Gemara say? Our Gemara said that we measure it by the average person. And the average person's cheekful, bizman hazeh, says the Chavetz Chaim, drum roll, holds onto only two beitzim worth of modern day eggs, volume of liquid, which leads the Chavetz Chaim to come to the conclusion that it could very well be that the shiur has not doubled, bizman hazeh, like the Tzlach had said. And the shiur of a revius is still 1.5 beitzim, and therefore the psak in Shulchan Aruch that says that Melo Lugmav is the majority of a revius, Melo Lugmav would therefore be, on average, less than 1.5 modern-day eggs, and a full Melo Lugmav of both sides would be a little more than 2 of today's eggs. Now, ultimately, the Be'er Halacha comes away with the conclusion that for mitzvos d'oraisa, one should be choshesh for the position of the tzlach. However, he says that there is a lot of room on a level of dirabanan to be makel for the smaller shiur. We discuss in Halacha from the Daily Daf whether that assumption of the Chafetz Chaim is correct, whether one could adjust for dinei dirabanan the halachos of shiur. But for our purposes, in terms of the size of the kos, there is a large disagreement of how large a kos has to be. And again, to summarize, it revolves around the issue of whether a revius, which is equal to 1.5 beitzim of chazal, whether that shiur is followed bizman hazeh or not. Considering that the Mishnah Berurah himself says on Deoraisas one should be machmer, included in that would presumably be Kiddush on Friday night, the shiur that is quoted by many is the volume of 40 grams. How much does one have to drink? So l'chura, one would say that you need to drink the majority of 40 grams of the majority of the tzlach's shiur. Here the Be'er Halacha says something amazing from today's daf. And he says, even according to the tzlach, that we're going to have to be machmir, because it's a shaila v'doraisa, and there's a problem how we calculate today's shiur, and we have to assume that a revius is 3 beitzim and not 1.5 beitzim as it once was. Nevertheless, the Gemara clearly tells us in Psachim that you have to drink melo lugmav. If that's what the Gemara in Kuvav says, and our Gemara says that melo lugmav depends on the particular person, as we quote from the Mishnah in Kalim in Perik Yud Zayin, Hakol lefi mashu. It all depends on the individual. When it comes to melo lugmav biyom HaKippurim, the shiur is his cheekful. Even though the Be'er Halacha says he has some questions on the Derech HaChaim, who makes this brilliant point from our Gemara based on the Mishnah in Kalim, nevertheless, he says it would be clear that even the Tzlach would agree that you only have to drink lechatchila your melo lugmav. Many nevertheless try to drink the rov of the kos, the rov of the revius. However, the Be'er Halacha says that he thinks that at the end of the day, the Tzlach would only require you to drink your own melo lugmav. By the way, when it comes to the shiur of melo lugmav for Yom HaKippurim, when people ask me the shiur, for example, if a woman needs to drink water, the doctor says that she could drink pachos mikashir, and that would be enough of hydration on a fast day. So people ask me how much that is, and I tell them the best thing is for them to test by themselves, to fill up a cheekful, and that ultimately is to spit it back into a cup and measure what that is, because ultimately it really depends on the individual themselves. This concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf in Erevin Daf Lamed.